Now, what about the nuts you might have around here?
We've got pecans.
Okay.
And, well, it's not right here, but there's a few acorns and hickory nuts.
Okay. And then you might have a nut to had a hard, real hard covering around.
We had a walnut.
Okay, yeah. What would you call that covering around? You know, you had to always have peel off your...
No, I don't want to call it.
Now, what about the nut you grow in the ground? You pull up and roast them.
That's the peanut.
Yeah. Any different types of peanuts?
No, I don't know. We don't raise a whole lot of peanuts down here.
Yeah.
I know if you're in, like, you would know, like in your state, not Mississippi, North Mississippi, they grow some.
Yeah.
But Central Mississippi and then Alabama grows a lot of peanuts. They probably got different names of it, just like cotton or anything else.
Yeah. And you might you might do what with those? You might
we'll take them and roast them.
Uh-huh.
I like them balls myself, green.
Yeah. I like them too.
Oh, that's good. Ball peanut. It's plenty of salt.
Yeah.
Roast them.
What about
poach them?
Huh?
Poach them.
Yeah. Yeah, they're good that way too. What about the other kind of nut besides the pecan you might have in a praline?
Well, they put them in a praline?
Yeah.
Yeah, a pecan, the meat.
Yeah, besides the pecan, though, you might also have another kind of nut in there. Long, thin, flat nut, brown.
Oh, that's like an almond?
Yeah. Yeah.
I never did eat those, but I just eat pecans and praline.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Now, what about that big fruit you might eat, big yellow orange, the yellow, big fruit you used to eat, you call them?
Grapefruit? Okay.
No, you eat, they grow, well, yeah, grapefruit maybe. These would grow in Florida.
Oranges?
Yeah.
Different kind, native oranges. And
okay. And if there'd been some in a, maybe you had some in a bowl and somebody came in, ate them all, you had a big glutton in the house like me or something like that. You say the oranges are
oranges are been eat up.
Okay. What about the little red vegetable you used to grow that are crunchy and real peppery, throw them in the ground?
That's radish.
Yeah.
Okay. Radish.
And then the what about the kind you grow in the garden? They were red and big old plump juicy.
Well, you know, underneath, they're real red.
Yeah.
I ain't talking about a grape or something.
No, these are big. They're about this big, big red.
Big plums?
No, you might have them in a salad. You could grow on a vine.
Oh, tomatoes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you have any different types of those?
Oh, yeah.
What was that?
You got the Creole tomato, and he's kind of about a medium, and you got the big...
What's a Creole tomato?
It's a native tomato that grow right like between here and New Orleans, Mobile.
Okay.
It's not a...
Why they call them that?
Don't know where it got its name, just because you don't find them nowhere else, I guess.
Okay.
Like the cayenne, I mean, this pepper down in New Orleans, this McElhaney,
mm-hmm.
This Tabasco.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only place in the country that grew in the world.
That?
It's Avery Island. It's the something in the soil.
That goes in Tabasco?
That's where you salt mines and all that. So yeah, it goes in, it's the Tabasco, it's the soil that, you know, it's grown in. It's got a flavor that you can grow in another state and won't taste as good.